The Burt Show.
Remember how I was bragging to you guys yesterday how it's so much easier being a dude when you're making plans with other dudes because there's no itinerary. It's usually like, okay, we're all going to link up. And then you work things out on your way over to their house.
Yes.
Right? So I was telling you guys that I have a weekend planned where I was going out with like six dudes. We were going to the mountains and we're all just going to hang out for the weekend and do dude stuff, right?
Just six dudes in a cabin.
Six dudes in a cabin.
Doing dude stuff.
No itinerary, no nothing. Haven't even heard from anybody. And I'm like, this is so great being a guy, you know, because I'm not even panicked about it. Maybe I'll hit them up on Friday. And you guys were like, anything that women do, there's an itinerary, and it has to be planned in advance.
I laughed yesterday because Bart's best friend and his wife are coming into town this weekend. Yesterday, she texted me. They're not coming until Saturday. And she's like, what's the attire for the restaurant? What's the dress code? I want pictures. Send me the menu.
Uh-huh.
So, I did. I said, it's cute casual, and here's a link to the restaurant so you can check out the menu so you can check out the vibe.
So yesterday, I'm bragging on how easy it is being a guy. And then later on in the day, I find out that the weekend was canceled.
What?
How did you just find, like, did it just get canceled yesterday?
I don't know if there was a group text while I was with my son on vacation, if actually all of us were contacted at all, because the other dude I hit up was kind of confused about it also. But there is no weekend.
Oh!
There you go!
That sounds about right. That's how it goes.
Right? With guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Tiffany's like, well, I know you must be really upset. You were looking forward to the weekend. I'm like, no, not really.
That's fine. That's fine. There'll be others.
It's all good. Yeah. All right, so Abby, who really considers herself and prides herself on giving great advice to her friends, she wants them to lean on her.
Oh, yeah. Like, my friends come to me anytime they are open to advice that they don't want. They come to me because I will tell them the hard, bitter truth. I have a really hard time with being unfiltered just because I can see it from an objective standpoint. And because I have control issues, I'm like, just do this. Like, just do the right thing.
Do you ever find yourself giving advice to somebody that you know you should take yourself?
Never. I'm perfect. I love this because you and I are the complete opposite, because I, when it comes to my friends and advice, am the enabler. So I'm just like, what's going to make your heart happy, honey? Because that's what you should do. You just, you know, whatever's going to make you happy, and I will support you.
No, I can't do that. I'm avoidant. Because I'm like, if you just avoid people, if you avoid conflict, like, you'll just have no problems. And so really, that's where most of my advice comes from. But I got this message from a friend who's also a Burt Show listener, and I really didn't feel like I was the right person to give her advice. So she had ended up messaging me about career advice, and something weird happened when I took this job. Like, everyone just thought I had all the answers to everything. It's like, wow, Abby, you're working in Atlanta, like, for this cool radio show, like, you've got it all figured out. And I'm like, no, I'm still over here. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I get a lot of messages about, like, you know, career advice and what should I do. And, you know, if it's like a college student who's, you know, just getting their journalism degree or something, I have no problem throwing some tips and internship advice my way. But when it comes to, like, having or throwing advice their way, I have no problem. I've lost my train of thought now. If I get a question about, like, somebody having an existential crisis and it's somebody, like, in a different phase of life, I don't really feel qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the question that I got from this friend / Burt Show listener.
Like a married couple or something that...
No, like career advice. So I will read out the message that I got from my friend Amber at True Smiles Jones on the Instagram.
Oh, we all know her and we love her.
You do.
She's
so sweet. She's this really, like, awesome creator. And she messaged me after she quit her job. And I just didn't feel like I was the right person to tell her what to do in her situation. So I'm going to read out the message, and then hopefully you guys, or maybe the Burt Show fam, can offer some encouragement, advice, or you can just show her some love on her social platforms. So she told me, she said that she quit her job and it was just affecting her mentally and physically. And she just wanted to find a new job that made her happy. And she said, doesn't it sometimes feel like in order to be a successful adult, you have to be unhappy? Very few people have jobs that they love. Have you ever felt that way before? And I'm sitting here, I'm like, this is my second job. And I really like it. Thanks for letting me sit here. Like, it's great. And she said, you know, I have a degree in performing arts, but the only time I get to use it is for my podcast, my YouTube channels, and other content I provide. The dream would be to work in entertainment or something to do where I make people laugh. Unfortunately, I'm 37, so it feels like I need to grow up and let go of my dreams and just get whatever job I can in order to adult. I'm not really sure where to start next. I'm an old lady seeking advice from someone younger, but I feel like you might have a perspective I can't see or I'm missing out on.
All right, well, first off, 37 is not old.
It is not.
There's plenty of time.
I can tell you from experience.
You know, I would just like to start this as the oldest member of the Burt Show saying this, that I know far too many people that have been in your situation that just take jobs to make ends meet and they are miserable, right? And if you break it down, if you are miserable in your job, that's bare minimum, one-third of your life, one-third, 8 hours of your life, you are just walking through life, then the other two-thirds are going to suck also. So while I understand the need to make ends meet, you once you give up on that dream and you just start going through the motions, you start to realize life is very, very short, man. So do not give up on those dreams. And my advice is if you can find it, find something that really fulfills you every day or you're already dying.
That's what I told her because she doesn't have kids. And so, I mean, I've talked to my parents about the sacrifices that they made when it came to their careers because my dad wanted to work in baseball and gave it up when he had us. But I think it's different if it's just you and you have the opportunity to really get to do something for yourself every day.
Yeah. And that's beautiful what you said, but it is so much, it's easier said than done. Like you can have the passion, you can have the drive and you could have the want and you can push yourself as far as you can, but you still come up empty-handed. And at a certain point, you're going to have to settle for a bit because you got bills to pay. Like, it's unfortunately reality. So my heart goes out to her because she's such a sweet person and she's so insanely creative. I love her TikToks. She's one of those people that can actually lip sync and lip sync well. So I want to encourage her to keep the faith and not try to get too discouraged and keep pushing and fighting for what she wants.
Yeah, I hope so too. And if you want to check out her social platforms, it's at True Smiles Jones. She's just so precious.
What you got there, Ma?
My advice would be never give up on your dreams, first of all. I think you should read about a lot of the people who made it in their 40s and in their 50s, the Oprahs and so on. Like, that'll encourage you. And you just to continue to believe in yourself. Sometimes you have to leap and it's not going to happen quickly, but you have to continue to push. And if you got to do something on the side to pay your bills while you continue to pursue your dreams, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And it takes time, but you'll get there.
Burt Show.